Are you ready to stop shrinking to fit into someone else's version of success? Welcome to Illuminate Your Worth, the podcast that helps you remember who you are and reclaim your life. Hosted by transformation facilitator Heather Stewart, this is your space for soulful conversations, coaching insights, and reminders that you're not here to settle. You're here to shine. Now let's dive in.
Hello, my friend. I hope you're having a super amazing, outstanding, wonderful, awesome day. This is Heather. This is Illuminate Your Worth, and we are on the Inspired Choices Network. And guess what? Today, you know, you've been listening to me show after show, Heather just, you know, talking about whatever she's thinking about that particular day. But today we have a guest. Today's show is called Alchemizing It All into Inner Medicine. And all the alls are there to teach you, right, my friends? So we are talking with the amazing Carrie Hummingbird. And Carrie, I'm looking at the medicine woman, mother, mentor, founder of Inner Medicine Training. Oh my goodness. There's probably more that could fit on there, right?
Maybe.
Maybe.
The list could go on. Inventive.
Right, me too. Right. And we're going to talk about patterns and crisis and choosing not to stay stuck. I'm not going to read your whole bio because the bio is over on the podcast page and people can go and read it. But what I like doing is hearing, like exploring and diving into, in your words, how did you come to this road of medicine woman, my friend Carrie?
Well, I feel like I have been in this incarnation exploring the human psychology, and in particular, why it is so maddening. And, you know, I was in psychotherapy as a client for a couple of decades weekly, trying to fix it and make it better and stop the madness and deal with my marriage that I had selected and understand why, you know, why is all this stuff happening to me?
Right.
And, you know, I think a lot of people can relate, you know, it's like, I want to stop this happening to me. So how do I do that? And after about 20 years of the psychotherapy method, which, you know, it helped me, I learned a lot about myself, right? Getting a chance to talk things out. It's really important. It's a step in the process, but I kind of reached the end of the road of the efficacy of that model. And it wasn't like getting me where I really wanted to go. And I felt in myself, there was more. And because also I was getting worse and worse in my life. Like I was not getting happier through it. I was getting more frustrated and, you know, and suicidal. And I was like, well, this isn't working. You know, it was
right.
Taking the not feeling pills too, which I think many people have tried. And for a little while it works, but then it doesn't.
Well, and it's so interesting that like we always go in with this, there's something wrong with me, fix me. Right, I'm broken, and we're not broken. I don't think, and I've also heard that, you know, that psychotherapy model is helpful and works for a period of time, and then it doesn't work because it keeps you in that, right? So how did you decide to break free?
Yeah, well, breaking free of buckets with labels on them and like trying to be put inside one of them. You know, well, you must be this bucket. Let's try this on for size and see if this is how you're broken. Oh, that's not exactly it. Let's put you in this other bucket and see if that one really describes how you're broken. No, it's not really working either. Okay, let's try another one. And then the same with the medications. Let's try this medication. It worked for a while and it stopped. So I said this, you know, I'm an educated woman. I went to an Ivy League school. I went to Smith College, a very feminist college. Like I am smart, you know, so I knew this isn't working. And so the definition of insanity is to keep doing something, expecting different results, but you're not changing anything. So I was like, well, I have to be very courageous now. So I left my 20-year relationship. I left psychotherapy. And in about 6 months, I left the pills. And I said, okay, show me, you know, if there is a guiding force, like Show me. Because I wasn't raised with religion. Thank goodness. I'm so grateful to my mom for not putting me in that conditioning. Because really it was me and the in nature, me and art, me and, you know, my cat is right here. Hello, Sensei.
I see. Hello, kitty.
He wants to be part of the broadcast. Yeah, so I just kind of started opening and listening. I went to yoga. I heard you say that you taught yoga this morning. So I went to started going to yoga. I was like, okay, I'll move my body. Maybe it's in my body, or maybe I can just get comfortable with myself enough to survive this experience, you know? And then I started branching out, of course, getting interested in crystals and different things. And then something somebody said to me that was she, I felt like she was further along the path than me, and she seemed to have more answers. And she said to me one day as we gathered together, she said that she had gotten this tremendous healing from a shaman and everything had changed for her. Well, that piqued my ears. I said,
right?
ooh,
What?
magical session, shaman, everything changed. I want that because things have got to shift. And so I went home and I Googled shaman in Austin because I live in the Austin, Texas area. And I found my first shamanic teacher. And he talked about soul and purpose and why we're here and our destiny and how it is that we're going to discover who we really are. And it was just lighting up all these bells inside of me, like, yes, that word soul. Yeah, like I want that. I want my destiny. I want to know who I really am. I want to live my purpose. Like, okay. And I just started studying with him, and then it just cascaded. And I got a healing session with him within the first month or so of meeting him. That really did change everything. It was profound. He accessed this traumatic event from my childhood where my mom had not very good luck with men initially. And my natural father was very wounded person, very funny guy, very fun, very sociable, but also very wounded. And he was looking like he was going to take his wounding out on me as a child. You know, he had been molested as a child, and it looked like he was going to repeat the family pattern. And my mom got me away from him, but she went with this guy who seemed really upstanding and really good. And, you know, all pictures on the outside looked very, very presentable and worthy, and there's income, and this guy is going to provide, and he's going to take care of us. And then he turns out to be a raging alcoholic at home in private.
Oh, wow.
And traumatic, you know, as for me as a 1-year-old to a 5-year-old. And so there was an incident, you know, a number of incidents, but there was a lot of wounding. And in this session, my first teacher was able to go through, find that wounding, and find the little scared, innocent child, and put that energy of that innocence into a crystal and put it in my hand and then put it over my heart. And as soon as he did that, I burst into tears. I didn't know what he was doing. He was just drumming and rattling and acting. And I was feeling everything he was doing, but I didn't know what he was doing. He wasn't telling me. And when I burst into tears, I felt like there was something really important that had just gotten returned to me. And ever since then, he said, it's kind of like a snowball at the top of Mount Everest. It just got unleashed and it just, you know, you just taken off. It's true. Not to say that everything was easy since then, but there is a different place that I've been coming at it to heal it from that has really worked for me.
Right. That's amazing. And we all have these experiences when we're traveling through life, and it's so interesting that we can leave them buried and let them turn into something possibly not so great, or we can reclaim it and, you know, like, this is mine, it's all good, and this is where I am now, and I can also be this open, amazing human being and see how to help, because you help others, right? You're helping others kind of break those patterns. So you're like, I, and it's like, it's And knowing versus knowing, it's like you can know intellectually, but when you feel what shifts, you go, oh, I know how this works, and you can help people. And you, your tradition is in, what was your shaman trained in? Do you know, or
Well, that
can you
was my
follow a
first
specific
teacher, and he
tradition, or
was
are you all over?
my first teacher was self-taught, and after that, within a year, I was studying with Heather Ashimara, who is a protege of Don Miguel Ruiz, who wrote the Four Agreements, which is Toltec path of shamanism. And I was simultaneously studying with the Four Winds Light Body School because I just went all in. I was like, oh no, this is what I'm here to do. Let me just get started. Let me quicken
Let's
the
go,
pace of
baby.
this. Let me just digest it all, like this year, like right now. I'm a manifester by human design, so I'm like, let's do it. And so I studied with Alberto Villaldo and his teachings, and those are the Caro, based in mostly Caro teachings, Q apostrophe ERO. They're the rainbow poncho shamans that came down off the mountain in 2012 and told everybody that, hey, this is the beginning of the awakening. And yeah, so they have a beautiful tradition, a beautiful medicine that they share. And I am since been adopted by a family. And so I work directly with that family, and they support my work. I work etherically. And so those of you who understand, like, that we can work with guides etherically, like that guides that have passed beyond the veil. And the shamans know how to keep their consciousness alive beyond the veil. So they can interact with us and they can teach us. And so I'm actually doing a lot of work with my teacher's teacher, who is Don Manuel. And so yeah, of course I share it. I invite as many people as possible to adopt this path because I see it as a way of bringing Aini, a right relationship, back into our world, and harmony with nature, harmony within our communities, harmony between humanity and plants and animals and all the other life forms that are living here, that we just think that they just have to put up with everything that we do. They're kind of tired, like we're impacting other life forms on this planet with our choices. And so yeah, I invite anyone who wants to learn to walk the path of an earth keeper to come on down, like the more the merrier. Let's do this. Let's change
And
our
the world
mindsets.
is shifting, right? The world, and you can see the world shifting. And I think I interviewed someone a very long time ago. And she described the process of a monarch and how it had to tear itself apart and turn into slime before the caterpillar could turn into a
Yucky.
butterfly. It's like there's a yucky thing in the middle where it seems like all hell is breaking loose and the place has gone to pot. And I feel like we're in that
Oh yeah,
more than ever.
we're in it, and we're not only in it, but we're like got magnifying glasses down in the bottom of the muck, at the very, very bottom of this toxic part of the human psychology, and going, wow, look at all this. This is what caused wars for thousands of years. This is what caused hatred between the sexes. Wow. And we're just kind of like, whoa. And it's like, and it's not, it's showing up on social media and in the news and in our neighborhoods. And we're like, oh, that's why. It's right there.
That's why. So it's like you're always the creator of the reality that you live in, but you also inherit some of the stuff that comes along the way.
Well, that's true, because a lot of us are interested in individual sovereignty, and in the Toltec path is all about being the artist of your dream of life, being the artist of your spirit, and the idea that you can create your own dream of life. And this is very alluring. And it comes with ancestral inheritance, cultural inheritance, a collective consciousness that we are connected to intrinsically, of people that are consciously or unconsciously choosing or not choosing, but still creating impact through the world that they are choosing to create.
Right. Yeah, it's Dana's gonna have to unmute your mic for you. It is true. Like We try to blame the things outside of us, but it's n no. I feel like when you really, we're gonna go on a break in like any second now. But when, and maybe I'll say it when we come back. No, I'll forget. When we really take ownership of whatever is happening for us, it's not happening to us, everything's all happening for us. When we take ownership that we co-created that, it's super empowering and people get scared and run away. Oh, no, it wasn't me, it must have been them. But we're going to talk about that more when we come back, because we got a little break happening. So my friend, while we're on break, by the way, how about a little 5-star review over on whatever you're listening to? That would be amazing. And we'll have more with Carrie and changing the pattern of the planet when we come back. This is Heather on Illuminate Your Worth on the Inspired Choices Network. We will be back in just a moment.
What if your too much was actually your superpower? On Illuminate Your Worth, Heather Stewart guides you back to your truth with coaching, mindset shifts, and powerful conversations designed to light up every corner of your life, from career and creativity to wellness and worth. Tune in weekly and discover how to stop surviving and start thriving on your own terms. Listen to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart on the Inspired Choices Network and wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
You're listening to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart. Want to connect live during the show? Join the studio audience in the chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send questions or coaching requests to info@heatherstewart.coach. Let's get back to today's episode and your path to a thriving life.
We are back. Hooray! And of course, I had a thought right there. And did you see it? It just went that way.
It's gone.
It's gone. Thank you for sticking with us, my friend. We are talking about life, really. I just see it as life, but people see it as somehow separate from life. Taking ownership, shifting your path. I like the inner medicine. So when you talk about inner medicine, what do you think of, Carrie Hummingbird, my friend?
Well, I am kind of a paradigm shifter, and I do like to shake trees. And so when
literally and metaphorically.
Metaphorically, mostly. I'll leave the literal ones alone, but I like to shake metaphorical trees filled with what I like to call BS. And so what I noticed is that in my own journey of psychology and my own journey of navigating myself, I learned that it's not super productive to give someone an out for being accountable for themselves. And I found that these diagnoses, they kind of gave me an out. It was like, oh, well, I don't have to be responsible or accountable for that because I have this diagnosis. And so therefore I can't help myself. And so everyone needs to feel sorry for me because I can't help myself. And everyone needs to tolerate me because I can't help myself. And
that's my you know, whole this thing is against the trauma-informed cult. I'm like, it's an excuse.
It's kind of like a way of deflecting responsibility for actions. And I think the reason for that is because we live in the Western culture mindset is very much steeped in punishment. So when you make a mistake, you're going to be punished. And, you know, nobody wants to be punished. So therefore, you're going to do anything you can to avoid being wrong and being punished. What if we flip the model so that it's not about punishment, but it's about growth? It's about learning. It's about practicing tools of mastery and skills. And so I like to reframe the word medicine to be more in alignment with an indigenous understanding of the word medicine. And what the indigenous I've studied with have said is that everything in life has its medicine. So plants have medicine, animals have medicine, humans have medicine, circumstances have medicine, elements have medicine, everything has its own medicine. And no medicine is inherently bad. It's all about how you work with the medicine determines your experience of the medicine. And so I prefer this sort of definition of medicine. And when I look at it, you know, I could say spiders have medicine. That I could say spiders scare me and I don't want that spider. And this happened in the jungle. This big ass spider tried to literally climb into my suitcase and come home with me. And it wouldn't leave me alone. I was shrieking like, and this is a jumping spider. And if it bites me, it's got poison and it's going to hurt me. And I, the spider, and the spider was just would not leave me alone. And one of the shaman's sons came over and he's like, what's the matter? I was like, told him what's happening. And he said, the spider's my friend. He doesn't do that to me. And so he just kind of shuffled his feet and the spider went off into the rafters. And then as soon as he left, the spider came back. So I was right back in the, you know, I didn't want that spider medicine. I'm like, no, I don't want that medicine. And I'd heard stories of my teachers who've got bitten by spiders that deadly bites, but survived it. And they got what they called deep spider medicine as a result of that bite. And that has helped to strengthen them as shamanic healers and as teachers and as people. And they celebrate it. And so what happened was my teacher like, then.
I don't know if I'm ready for that.
I'm like, I don't want that. And, but my teacher was like, okay, Carrie, you need to do something. And I was like, and he, for whatever reason, miraculously a husk, because you know, they shed their husks. There was a husk of spider just happened to be on the floor. And he comes, he's put this in your hand. And I was like, you know, I mean, I had the heebie jeebies like, and he put it in my hand and I was like, okay. It's just a spider. I'm okay. I've never been bothered by spiders since. Spider just didn't want me to be afraid of it.
Like, and I'm going to be your friend, whether you want it or not.
And, you know, the funny thing is that as I've explored my own Native American ancestry, which is Cherokee or Chalaki, spider figures prominently in their mythology stories.
Like Spider Woman, right? Like, come on.
Just guess, you know, and my ancestors are like, spider is a really good ally. Stop pushing spider away. Spider is what you need because the medicine of grandmother spider is she spins a web. She spins a yarn. She spins a story. She spins a narrative. And I'm a sage in this lifetime, as are you, Miss Heather. And we can talk.
Man, can we talk.
Right? So what's the medicine I need? I need to be able to use my words being impeccable. And that's what Grandmother Spider teaches us, because the words that we speak about ourselves and others create reality. Just like when I was in psychotherapy and they were telling me, oh, well, you have this diagnosis. Well, that was creating some of my identity reality. And I know that those therapists were not intending to enforce an identity on me that was malignant. I know that's not what they were trying to do. That was the system that they were given and told this is the way to help people heal. But in fact, it's just giving people a malignant story, a way that they can just not accept themselves.
Like everything you say about yourself, you are creating that, right? I mean, I have had clients that I just, they start saying something, I'm like, stop, 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 please stop.
Yeah.
Those words, you don't need to create that right now. And I want to go back a little bit because I had this like kaboom moment in my brain.
Yay, I
So
love kaboom moments.
I know. I did a show a little while ago about trauma versus traumatized, because this whole trigger warning thing, like something instinctively in me was going, what is this trigger warning? Why do I have to say, I'm about to punch you in the face, just to let you know? Like, it's like, why does that make things better? So, but what you said, that's because we come from this culture of punishment. I'm like, oh my God, she's right. No wonder nobody wants to own what they think is wrong, or something that they're trying to figure out, or this happened to me and I'm not going to take responsibility for it because I might get in trouble, right? That just like kaboomed my whole brain. Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah. And I do that all week long in all my classes.
Right?
Get
your
just
brain
fun
kaboomed
because
with Carrie weekly.
When you start seeing it, it's like, oh, wow. And that's, I think, the part that I'm in it for most now is the liberation from the matrix. Like, I'll see these things and it's like, wow, I no longer have to give my power to that. Okay. And I no longer need to get invested in a struggle with somebody over not taking responsibility for themselves, because now I go, oh, it's because they're afraid of punishment. And yeah, and it doesn't match their, this is the second piece, it's cognitive dissonance, right? Like, it doesn't match their perceived identity of themselves. And the egoic protection system will protect us from finding out that we're not as laudable as we want to believe.
Right.
Like, it will literally protect us from finding out that we're going against our deepest moral values professed. And so what we got to do is we got to be less afraid of finding out how bad we are. Like, I had that pivotal shift. Like, I finally, because I was trying to not be a bad person. That was the agreement underneath, is that I was bad. And so finally, when I hit my, you know, when I finally left everything and I had my, like, take the leap of faith and just go on the journey, it was because I was like, I'll just be bad. That's fine. I'll just be bad then. If I can't stop being bad and everyone telling me how bad I am and how it's all my fault and everything I do is causing all this strife, I'll just be bad. And so I did that for a while, you know, until I stumbled into this shamanic path where I went, oh, none of it's bad. It's just medicine. And so it's how I meet the medicine that matters. And being willing to see, like, our entire psychology in a holistic way helps us to be more integrated within ourselves. And the more integrated we are within ourselves, the more we can see that in other people, because we've explored it within ourselves. And that lets us have a lot of grace for other people when they don't have grace for themselves.
Right. Yeah. And because my brain popped around, it's like, when you see it in other people, it doesn't mean you're calling other people out on it. It's just like, you're, oh, yes. Okay, I get it. Like, it's not a patronizing way. It's like none of that, because you're,
that's
in
all
this,
based in punishment.
Yeah. You're just equanimity. I just spent 10 days in equanimity. So I'm all equanimous.
You're all relaxed.
That word stopped making sense to me. Equanimous, equanimous. What the hell is equanimous? Is that a real word? Like, you know, your brain starts doing weird things. Yes. 10 days of silence lets you explore what's banging around inside your brain. And you don't run away from it. And you can't, because they have your car keys. They're
And
so
yeah.
Smart.
And if you collude with anybody else to break the silence, there'll be consequences.
That
yeah,
is
it's,
a, it's, but they don't punish you. They're just so kind about it.
They're like, oh, sweetie,
just,
you're having a really hard time being quiet.
Yeah, we all had a, just as a side story before we go to break, we all had an assigned seat where we ate our meals. And the lady who was next to me for the first few days, suddenly there was someone else next to me. I was like, oh, that's interesting. I was like, huh. And when we finally broke silence, on I think it was 9.5 days officially, I turned to her and I said, why did you move seats? And she said, oh, the woman she was next to, she kept talking to, so they moved her. Like they don't punish you, they don't give you a hard time, they just assist you in being silent. So they separated them. It's like, oh, that's really smart. And they're just so, like, they're so kind. They're so kind. Like you feel like I'm doing something wrong, and they're not thinking that. They're just trying to help you be silent and be okay with that silence. It's fascinating. You don't do silence in your classes, do you?
We do
Rather well
shamanic
be quiet.
journeys. So yeah, we do take shamanic journeys and we work with archetypal energies, consciousnesses that support us in understanding different parts of our psychology. And so we'll take, for example, Jaguar, is one of our energies that we work with. And so we'll take a journey down to the lower world to meet with Jaguar and ask, like, where am I leaking personal power? And ask a series of questions and listen for the answers. And that seems to give people a lot of insight that then they work with over the week.
Cool.
But yeah, when
Okay.
you drop in, like whenever I've dropped into like plant medicine ceremony, for example, every single time I work with the shamans to do that kind of work, another layer of my Western conditioned mind slips away. And then I have more access to the truth of what's going on all the time under the surface of life. And I'm able to stay conscious of that. I wouldn't say with the same intensity as being on a medicine journey, just like
Right.
when you were away, right? You're really conscious of a lot of things in depth about life. But you can stay conscious of it afterwards. It's not as deep, but it's still there and you know it's there. And then you can expand that through the practice of connecting with it in shamanic journey. And
Cool.
you can, and the path of being a healer is that you can actually learn to call these energies forward for people in a tangible way that's as if they're on a medicine journey, but they're not on substance. But they can actually perceive it without ingesting. And that's pretty
Okay,
cool when that happens.
we're going to talk about that in a minute
It's
because
cool,
I'm
right?
like, and I'm also having a hot flash. So, friends, let's have another break. And this is Heather having a hot flash on the Inspired Choices Network. We are talking to Carrie Hummingbird, an amazing, fabulous medicine woman, and we'll be right back.
What if your too much was actually your superpower? On Illuminate Your Worth, Heather Stewart guides you back to your truth with coaching, mindset shifts, and powerful conversations designed to light up every corner of your life, from career and creativity to wellness and worth. Tune in weekly and discover how to stop surviving and start thriving on your own terms. Listen to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart on the Inspired Choices Network and wherever you get your podcasts.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
You're listening to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart. Want to connect live during the show? Join the studio audience in the chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send questions or coaching requests to info@heatherstewart.coach. Let's get back to today's episode and your path to a thriving life.
Because we were just talking about something super cool. So you have, what's it called? Your medicine school?
It's intermedicine training and intermedicine community.
Cool. And so part of what you do is journeying without journeying. Is that what I would call it?
Yeah, shamanic journey and working with our archetypal energies.
That's amazing. And because I was just reading the Carolyn Mays book about the archetypes of, like, you know, the queen and the wounded child and all of those. And I resonate with them somewhat because, you know, I have the Western conditioning to understand what all these archetypes mean. But I find it's like I have this energetic pull to the archetypes that are more like the jaguar medicine and the condor medicine. And can you go talk about that a little bit? Because I'm super interested.
Yeah. So, you know, the indigenous people, they understand that we're here to actually learn from the plants and animals and the trees and the elements. And we're here to learn from them, not conquer them. Right. And so when we begin this work, a lot of times Western people, we have a hard time shutting our minds off so that we can drop into trance and spaciousness in the mind where these messages or knowings would drop in from these allies. And so one of the things that I received and I also transmit to people from the Four Winds Eye Body School was the Munai Key. And the Munai Key has an initiation, they call it a karpai, and it's called the Aini karpai, right relationship. Aini means right relationship, karpai initiation. And it has seeds of the primary animal allies that get placed into your chakras. And so in the root chakra, you get a seed of Satchamama, which is serpent. And in the second chakra, you get a seed of jaguar. In the third chakra, you get a seed of hummingbird. And in the fourth chakra, which is your heart, you get a seed of eagle. And I also give a seed of condor because I've worked extensively with condor medicine. And then the other, the throat chakra, you work with the guardian of the lower worlds, which helps you navigate the subconscious. In the third eye, you get a seed of Quetzalcoatl, also called Kukulkan, which is a Toltec or Mayan. The Kukulkan is the Mayan word, the feathered serpent. And in the crown chakra, you get Pachacuti, which is a guardian of the upper world. And so you have these guardians and these animal allies, like energetic seeds that get placed into your mainframe, so to speak, of your body. And then what happens is now it's inside you, inside your framework. And then the consciousness of that ally begins to work with you. And so it doesn't just do it for you. You have to build the energy by working with it, by consciously choosing to interact with that ally and ask questions and ask for guidance and listen and interact and feel. And it can get so palpable that I remember I was sitting in class, like almost near the end of my training, like about 6 months from the end of my training, and I'm sitting in class. And Alberto Vialdo is sitting at the front and he's searching for like who he's going to call on. Right. And all of a sudden I feel this really hot, sweaty breath right in front of me. And it's his jaguar. And he did not call on me, but he called on my partner. So he tracked that it was me and he called on this other person. And the jaguar is literally, I can feel its hot breath in my face. That's how strong this jaguar is, because he has worked with the jaguar to make it real, to bring it into form, to bring it manifest into life as an ally through his embodiment. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah. So, and I've had wild, wild experiences with jaguar. I mean, my last experience, I've had many experiences, but the last one, which was really, really pivotal for me, was a couple years ago in the jungle. I went to study with the Shipibo and I did a week-long dieta. It's a plant diet where you ingest the plant in the morning, and then you don't do anything all day except let it work on you, kind of like your silence retreat. And then you do that all week. And so I was doing that. I was working with a plant. And the night before I was going to come home, the night before the last ceremony. Okay, so there's the last ceremony, and then the morning after the last ceremony, you go home. So the night before the last night, I was in my tambo, which is like a little wooden hut on stilts. It's not a very big, and it's got a door that opens inwards, and there's nothing that locks it. So just preface that. Just imagine you're in a tambo. There's wooden sides, and there's screen, and it's about 2 feet off the ground. And all of a sudden, I wake up in the middle of the night because something disrupts my sleep. And all of a sudden, I hear this large animal like shake. What's that?
Right.
And
I'm
then
in the jungle.
I'm looking, you know, I'm trying to see anything. And then I'm lying now prone and just like scared, terrified in my as I realize it's jaguar. And I'm just trying to breathe, and I can feel it walk along the front of the tambo, along the side that I'm on, and it brushes its whole body against the side. Well, that's pretty big, right? It's a couple feet off the ground.
Yep.
And then it goes along the back side, and then it comes along this left side. And my partner's still sleeping away. Oh, good he is. And then I go, I was like, oh my God, the door just pushes in. I hope it's not going to come inside. If it does, I'm done for. Like, but it didn't. It came around the front, and then it went under me.
Okay.
And I felt the floorboards lift, and I was like, oh, this is getting hot in here, you know? Wow. Okay. And then it trundles off. It like huffs that huff noise, and then it goes. So the next day, nobody believes me.
They should believe you. They're in the jungle, God sakes.
Making this up, okay? Like, I was terrified. But I was also like, it's a jaguar. Okay, reminding myself, I always call on jaguar for help. I'm always asking for support. This is an ally. It's not out to get me. It could eat me. It didn't. And then so the last night in ceremony, the energy, the spirit of the jaguar, I said, okay, if you're meant to join with me, if that's what this is about, just that's fine. Come on. And it did. And when it came in, I heard it. I actually saw everything that it had seen. I saw everything that it had seen. I saw why it was that it was marking its territory, me. And I could see all that because I was now integrated with this being that had previously been in a separate body and now was integrated with mine. And I had this moment of guilt, like, oh no, did you give up your life for me? This is terrible. And then I heard the jaguar really clear say, we don't think about things that way. It's a transfer of energy. It's one energy transferring to a different body. It's not the way you guys think about things. Because we think this is my body, this is my mind, right. This is my, you know, and don't touch it and you're going to violate me. And the rest of nature does not think of things that way.
That's super cool though.
And this was right after, because I was there when the election had happened. And the jaguar said to me, you're going to need my help. You're going to need extra protection. So I'm just coming on board to give you extra protection during this time.
I remember, so for everyone listening, I was on Carrie's podcast. This is how we met. And we had a grand time. We just talk. But I remember you saying that you were just saging, no, tobacco. You're tobacco. Keep going.
I use a lot of tobacco. A lot of people use sage, but tobacco is even stronger. So I was using the strongest medicine possible to clear negative energy, which is also called hucha. I was like, just clear.
Right.
Get it out of here.
Well, and you are in Texas, so
yeah,
there's probably a reason you're
in the court.
Texas.
Yes. Holding the court. Got my torch.
To a gentleman in Missouri, Kansas City. It's in Missouri, right? don't know my US stuff very well. And he was like, the first thing he said to me was, I want to apologize to our Canadian friends. A lot of us here still love you.
Yeah, we
So,
apologize.
sorry.
But yeah,
Sorry.
I needed jaguar protection. You know, I
No
needed to feel more
kidding.
safe. And sometimes when I tell that story, people's hackles go up and they go, whoosh, and they get like body chills sometimes and they feel the energy of it come forward and they're like, oh my God, that's real. And it is real. You just have
It
to
is
live it to
real.
know it. Like, it's real. It's as real
Well,
as
and I
this
think it's
desk.
funny, like we've all had things happen, or I feel like we've all had things happen to us that we have rationalized. And we don't need to rationalize. It's not a weird thing that happened. And I don't even think it's magical or like I have a very clear memory of seeing an Indigenous man just stand up, look at me, and then I'm like, but my mom wasn't looking. I'm like, mom, did you see? Like, I wasn't anywhere where there should be an Indigenous man in my front window. So, but when these things happen to us, we're like, if I had told her, I didn't tell her. If I had told her, she would have, oh, you're just imagining. That didn't really happen. And if I feel like if we can't, okay. Dana wants us to go on a break. We'll talk about this more. My friends, don't go away. It's getting even better. We're going on our last break. We will be right back. This is Heather on Illuminate Your Worth on the Aspired Choices Network. We will see you in a minute.
What if your too much was actually your superpower? On Illuminate Your Worth, Heather Stewart guides you back to your truth with coaching, mindset shifts, and powerful conversations designed to light up every corner of your life, from career and creativity to wellness and worth. Tune in weekly and discover how to stop surviving and start thriving on your own terms. Listen to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart on the Inspired Choices Network and wherever you get your podcasts. You're listening to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart. Want to connect live during the show? Join the studio audience in the chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send questions or coaching requests to info@heatherstewart.coach. Let's get back to today's episode and your path to a thriving life.
Thriving life. Thriving life. That's what we want. Yeah, baby. I was just admiring my fan. So my husband was like, I need to get you a fan, honey. So we went to Chinatown. That's why it looks very Asian. So we're talking about trying to rationalize experiences because we are in these 3D bodies and we think our experiences need to be 3D, and there's so much more than 3D. So much more. Do you think cutting ourselves off from all of that is part of our misguided approach to say?
Yeah, I think so because, you know, in the jungle, that kind of experience to them is normal because there's not a really solid wall between physical reality and anything that's not physical. So they're, you know, they don't put walls up like that. And I think that we need to stop being so afraid of the dark. You know, like there's, like I said, the spider, right? My story, I was scared. I understand being scared of Jaguar. I was lying there like, I hope it doesn't eat me. And, you know, I was scared of spider. I understand being afraid of these things, but there's also this way in which the, you know, like we remember back to the shaman's son who said, spider is my friend, Jaguar is my friend. And I can work with these energies and I can allow them to move through me. And that's the indigenous experience of the hollow bone. And they have a word for it. It's the hollow bone. When you allow spirit to move through you, then you're allowing spirit, God, source, creator to move through you to bring the change that we all say we want. Well, that change is going to happen from something other than just humans doing stuff. is going to happen through higher consciousness. It's going to happen through allowing these higher consciousness energies, these natural energies, to move through us to support us in enacting change. You know, so when, right, when I wanted to get out of my own way, you know, after those 20 years, I was using my mind to try to find my way out of my mind. How am I going to do that? But right. Using my mind to try to find my way out of my minds. Okay. Well, even Einstein said you have to move beyond the system that created the problem you're trying to solve. And so I realized that. I saw that quote around that time and I was like, ah, I'm using my mind to try to solve my mind. Okay, that's not going to work. So I have to open to something bigger. Well, what is there? The earth, my body, my soul, spirit, God source. There's a lot that's bigger than my mind and my tiny little human experience. There's so much that's bigger than that, that I can allow to move through me. And when I allow it to move through me, I am mighty.
Right.
Because I'm allowing this to move through me. And there's a lot of ego traps with it, being a shamanic practitioner and a healer and all that, because of course we want to hold on to it. And, you know, we want that to become our new identity. But spirit has always just said to me, you're the door opener. You're like the person at the hotel that just opens the door and then let us come in and we'll do the work. And then when we leave, close the door. That's your job. And it's so humbling. It's like, you mean my job as a shaman is to open the door and close the door and to just be a conduit for you to move through? Yes. Ugh, that's just so humbling. You know, so my ego would like to own.
You're a Walmart
credit.
Greeter.
Right? You're the Walmart greeter. You say, hello, everyone. And then you say, goodbye, everyone. That's your whole job. Like, you actually aren't doing anything.
Nice.
Besides holding the discipline, right? The right. Discipline is important.
You have to,
so.
Yeah, you have to hold the discipline. We have 2.5 minutes, and I don't want to not let them know how to find you and how to help them get out of their minds, out of their minds.
Yeah. Stop trying to solve your problem. Your mental problems are in your mind. That's a good suggestion. Yeah, if you want to experience something pretty amazing, then come check out my stuff. CarrieHummingbird.com is our website. Inner Medicine Community is using my name on the website right now. Eventually we'll have innermedicinecommunity.com, but we're not there yet. So CarrieHummingbird.com, K-E-R-R-I, Hummingbird.com. And yeah, we have lots of offerings. Inner Medicine Training is our flagship product that really supports people in transcending the mental stuff and getting to be more like a hollow bone and having these mystical experiences and solving challenges from a different place. So that's our big offering that is very successful. People love it. And it's 18 months. So sometimes people go, 18 months? Because we live in a culture that expects results in, you know, 30 seconds.
Pretty much. Take a pill and you're done. And all the links are in the show notes because I can't, you know, I can never remember. I'm like, what was that again? It goes too fast. So it's all in the show notes. Mm-hmm. And in 30 seconds, do you have a final thought for our friends?
In 30 seconds, I would say that when you practice shamanic principles in your life and you become the hollow bone, you can make 30 seconds into an hour. And so if you think you don't have enough time for it, maybe it's just because you're not understanding the benefit of bringing timelessness down into a time matrix. That really does flip everything on its head.
Amazing. Wow. Wow. My friend, thank you so much, Carrie, for joining me. And I feel like, as usual, we could just talk and talk and talk and talk.
We're sages. And we love to talk.
We love to talk. Come back next week, my friends. There'll be something new and exciting for us happening on Illuminate Your Worth.
Thank you for tuning into Illuminate Your Worth. Heather Stewart will be back next week to help you shift your mindset, reclaim your joy, and build a life that fits you. Catch the next episode on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Central, 11 a.m. Mountain, and 10 a.m. Pacific. Until then, take one inspired step today and keep shining.